Here you go. Here's a comedy subject. Michael Jackson. Hey? Would you talk about him? No, you fucking wouldn't. We can't talk about him. Let the bloke through. You like it when it's crowded. You like rubbing up against spines. Hey, you know all the spines? Oh, he looks fucking good, huh? Oh, come on, doctor. And rub up against some spines. No, you can't pick on Michael Jackson now because we found out he didn't pull any of them kids off after all. Eh? You'd be piss weak picking on that fucking little weasel. Eh? He didn't pull them. Well, I was on the news the other day, well, he might have pulled a couple of them off we didn't know about. Wasn't it funny a few years back there where his fucking head caught on fire? How funny was that? Comedians all over the world were fun. Oh, fucking little weasel, his head caught on fire. Remember that? He was on TV, grabbing white bandage round his head, holding hands with a fucking monkey. How silly is that? Eh? Remember that? He had the best nose anyone had ever want. Grabbing white bastard, it was the best nose you'd ever want to breathe out, and the silly little prick went and got it cut off. Eh? Had the best lips, grabbing big thick lips, he went and got them gutted. How silly is that? Hey, eh? Where's his undies on the outside? Skid marks on his best jeans. Eh? Oh, chalky, there he goes. So much plastic in his head, you could have a fucking Tupperware party. Eh? Oh, chalky. Wouldn't he look funny in a t-shirt and a pair of shorts, a little black legs and his fucking white face? Eh? Oh, chalky. Wearing his white gloves so he knows when he's finished his Mars bar. Wouldn't you hate it if he offered you $200,000 worth of toys if you let him pull you up, right? And then he goes back in his word just because you can't crack a fat. Hey? Got your heart set on the $200,000 worth of toys and he reneges on the deal just because you can't get the fucking horn. Hey? I was reading in the bloody Rock and Roll magazine there the other day. What's the on the street bloody whatever it is? Express. Express. I was reading a story there about Michael Jackson and Louise, what's her fucking name?
Presley's daughter.
Elvis Presley's daughter.
Lisa Marie.
Yeah, mate, I know who it is. I only just wanted to fucking test you. Lisa Marie and bloody Michael Jackson coming home from the big awards night, what are you, the bloody whammies or whatever the fuck they are. They're coming home and Lisa's got on a bloody $12,000 fucking dress, eh? Hey? $9,000 fucking hairdo. Michael's got the bloody $10,000 t-shirt. Paid $3,000 for his fucking undies, eh? Hey? He's got the great big rock and roll singer scarf coming down, you know, in scarves, rock and roll singers wear with the bloody rhinestones, $10,000 for his fucking scarf, a little worse. Hey? They're coming out, they got the bloody big limo with the 50 suits, 10,000 fucking chauffeurs. I'll change that a bit for comedy, 10,000. They're coming out, they're a bit pissed, eh? And Michael says, oh, Lisa, me ass is a bit itchy. You reckon you could strap a small one on for me? And Lisa opens up the big 68,000 diamond studded fucking dildo case. Eh? And she says, what size would you like, Michael? He said, oh, just a small 4-incher will do, he said. So she straps it on, and away she goes. And Michael's going, oh, I'm bad. I'm bad. And Lisa said, oh, you like it? He said, no, you got me scarf tucked in me ass. You pulled me neck out of fuck. No, I'm mad at all. The rhinestones are scratching me colon. I was reading in the paper where Michael Jackson, he couldn't consummate his marriage. He was waiting till the lights go out and he calls his fucking monkey in. Pulls kids off, that's what he does. Yeah, I've come full circle. Now I said he fucking does. He pulls kids off. He gets in sleeping bags and romps in the nude with them, the fucking weasel. Could send him to Singapore for flogging. And he went. Even Dad would listen to Marie going, oh, listen to Marie. I wish Elvis had had a son. He would. I'm right. Pretty hot. Now, how clever is that? Look, I ain't go to St. Vincent de Paul. I ain't get an old wig, cut the piss out and make a fucking beard. What is that? Huh? You're on a long run to Melbourne, you get a bit bored, you can take it off and give it a friend. Huh? Nothing wrong with that, that's a fucking funny idea.